Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
We're here in Maysoon's house together. Woo. So if there's any issues, that's on you.
That's just
listener.
How it is.
It's your fault. Okay. Maysoon, there was something so important. When I was on my way over
here,
I was like,
something important.
When I say this, I'm going to say before we even get to our sustaining donors and thanking them,
ooh,
there's something even more important that I have to say.
Tell us. Tell me.
I remember.
Oh, God.
Okay, but wait,
incredible.
Hang on. I'm so sorry. I have to go into the email. The future of Congratulations Pine Tree was the subject line of that weird ass email.
But that's not what you're starting this off with.
No, Maysoon, what we have to remember more than anything is that the nominations are still open. You can still nominate someone for the Congratulations Pine Tree Thank You for Not Leaving Superstar
Yay!
Award. We were just talking about this, how we actually are going to be culling our friend group. We're pruning down our friend groups, and we're going to start being only friends with people that have been in the Bay Area for like 7 or more generations.
Yeah. If you're one of those people, let us know if we don't know already.
Yeah, because I feel like all the hoopla about the exodus of people.
Yes.
Well, it's an exodus, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. I sure do.
I don't have to say exodus of people leaving the Bay Area because that's pretty redundant, right?
Could be an exodus of cats, maybe?
Not sure. Right. The people exodus.
The human exodus.
Yeah. It's a lot of people that aren't from the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Is it not an exodus if the people aren't from the Bay Area, from the area they're leaving?
Well, obviously people are getting displaced a lot out of San Francisco that have been here forever. But I feel like a lot of that movement is to other places in the Bay Area.
Oh, uh-huh. Don't you think a lot of people have just left the Bay Area?
Like people that have been here forever?
Yeah.
I don't know. Chime in, guys. What do you think? I'm just thinking of all the people I know that were like born and raised here. And most of those people are still here. Like I've known them as adults. It's not like I knew them as a baby. Actually,
you weren't here as a baby.
To be real, though, most of the babies I know that are born here and are still now babies are still here.
Are they still babies, though?
Do we actually need to befriend babies?
Maybe we need to befriend babies.
I don't feel like I can have a good heart-to-heart conversation with a baby that's really two ways, you know?
How about a toddler?
Even a toddler.
Toddler's
not going to understand my mental
weirdness.
Okay,
how about children? Oh, no. Well, you don't need to talk about
I don't think we need to be
okay, mental
two
awareness
adult
need to
women.
Only be brought up to people when they're 18 and older. I think that's appropriate.
Mental weirdness?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you think?
Like, your own mental weirdnesses
my mental
probably
weirdness.
Shouldn't be shared with someone under 18.
Why are you trying to say that? It's not like they're that explicit.
No, it's not explicit at all.
You're making it sound like I'm a huge sex freak.
No. I'm mostly just
I'm
saying
not a sex pervert.
A person
guys.
Should be an adult. Just
Maysoon,
so that
if there's one thing I want written on my gravestone, it's Kate Rhodes was not a freaky sex weirdo.
And who cares if you were?
I mean,
you're in the Bay Area,
like
my friend.
Like a sex weirdo that's not like a fun kind, that's like a creepy kind that we need to hide.
No, Kate, okay. No one's saying that about you.
Okay.
I just mean like...
Can you kind of actually say that that's not the situation?
The situation is that Kate is not...
Just perfectly normal?
Kate is perfectly normal.
Okay, good.
Just like the rest of us, we all have our own mental weirdnesses.
I mean, I do want to do
I guess
a set.
I just kind of befriend children. That we should be speaking with them about appropriate subject matter.
Yes.
Which is like some things are for adults, really. Like some problems in the world are maybe not to talk to like a 5-year-old about. That's
like
what I mean
what?
To say. I don't know. I don't have a kid.
Like death?
Death, maybe war and violence, like to a certain extent.
We got to stay away from these children.
We'll just stay away from children.
Let's stay away from
Neither
the children.
Neither of us are parents, so I don't really know. Parents, if you want to give us advice on what's not appropriate to talk to,
nobody
but every
knows
parent
that.
Is different.
Yeah, exactly.
Forget it. Don't tell us anything.
Okay.
We'll
yeah,
just
parents,
work it out.
Keep it to yourself.
Oh.
Okay. Why
we'll
are we talking about this
I don't know,
because
we're talking about people that are we're talking about people that are from the Bay Area, and those
yes.
people happen to be people who are born here.
And we were talking about
and
that.
And children are born here. For the
we were
most part.
We were talking about that because the
so
nominations.
What in the world? We just spent 10 minutes. 10 minutes talking about children again.
Oh, no.
My favorite topic.
This is another point against Maysoon and her anti-children rhetoric. Send your nominations for the Congratulations Pine Tree Thank You for Not Leaving Superstar Award to congratulationspinetree@gmail.com.
Do we need to have an age limit?
There does not need to be an age limit. If you want to just give a few sentences about why you think the person deserves the award, and we will be awarding the award.
I think we should do this like the Sika, where we invite people to nominate people.
Oh, hey, that's a good idea.
Let's do that.
But all the people we invite have to be 7th generation.
Oh, Jesus Bay Christ. Area I don't know if I know people. Any 7th generation.
10th generation. They can send those nominations in, and we'll be awarding that award at the end of the year.
No, let's not do it in the holidays. Let's do like a fun time.
Halloween? I don't know.
Thanksgiving. Thanks for staying. No, okay, not
feels problematic.
Sorry, yes.
How about right. November 5th?
What day is
oh,
that?
Oh, hang on, let me look.
That does feel so problematic. I can't believe I even said that. Thinking about it, I'm like, holy shit, that's the worst time.
November 5th is a Sunday.
You really like the Lord's Day, don't you?
Okay, we don't have to do that. What if we do first Friday of November, November 3rd?
Okay, cool.
And first then... Friday of November. We can go to First Friday in Oakland, set up a mic and a speaker, and have an award ceremony.
Oh my God, that's so cute. Do we have to let...
I hate when we make ideas where we have to do something.
We never do them, though. So let's make the idea to the fullest and really get excited about it, and then not do it.
Okay, it's I love perfect. It. I love giving myself permission to not do things. Okay, well, we're going to have a celebrity come in and do the ceremony.
Okay, but we'll have to let the nominee...
You know, this is the other thing about celebrities. They are all problematic.
Yeah, of course. Wait, why do you say that, though?
Because I just now thought about some Bay Area celebrities.
Who are the Bay Area celebrities? There aren't any.
Boots Riley.
Oh, okay.
He went a little too hard on Cuba because he's a communist.
Oh.
But some of these, like, non-Cuban communists got a little weird about it. Okay, so let's go ahead and thank our sustaining donors, Jim Prosser and Anonymous. We are just...
I feel like we should give Jim Prosser and Anonymous, like, nicknames, like, little lovey nicknames.
Oh, Jimmy P. and Anani.
Anani. Anani. Anani, Nani.
People, if you want to contact us about anything else, give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Maybe let's go ahead and say something that's coming up just to kind of lend ourselves some legitimacy. You think so?
Sure. And then we can talk about how to, what is it? What was that email?
Yes. SF Camera Work has their June members critique on Tuesday, June 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's online, so you don't even have to go to Fort Mason to do it.
Who is it? SF Camera Work?
Yeah, did you know they have monthly critiques?
I didn't even know they had like a members thing. I guess most nonprofits have a membership.
Yeah, they have a membership.
Monthly
and
critique,
you can,
that's pretty decent.
Yeah. You can receive feedback on your current projects. It will be led by conceptual documentary photographer and printmaker Ashima Yadava. That's pretty cool. Maysoon, have you been up to date on the leather and LGBTQ
cultural district? You know, I don't know that much. I know they were going to get some plaques put into the sidewalks, similar to the Rainbow Walk up in the Castro, where they're highlighting important people from the community or from
larger
community. But that was a while ago.
Are they leather freaks?
I hope so.
They better be.
That seems like
that's the whole damn point.
Yeah, go ahead.
I went to one of the early meetings before they actually declared the district, and it was a wild one.
Did you meet Bob Goldfarb?
Did I do what?
Did you meet Bob Goldfarb?
Who's he?
He's the president of the district.
Probably he was there, right?
Oh, I'm sure he was there.
There was a lot of business people, but then also a lot of just regular leather freaks. Okay.
Did you wear your leather harness when you went?
I did wear my boots.
Ooh.
I don't have a harness. You know, Maysoon.
You can also get faux leather, just so you know. I know you're a vegetarian.
Oh, yeah,
so
I have a lot of leather, but my boots are fully leather. That's one point where I just go ahead and be the killer. You know, Maysoon, one thing I've accepted about myself as I've gotten older is yes. that I'm just really not that into all the freaky shit.
Ooh!
I mean, I'm into some freaky shit.
Welcome to my world.
Well, I just mean I'm into some freaky shit, but I don't like getting hurt or, like, humiliated. You know?
Not even,
I'm into some weird
little,
shit.
Not even a little spank. A little spank?
No. I mean, I'll do it to somebody else if they want me to.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever people want to do, I'll go against my nature to be, like,
really?
A freaky weirdo. If they want me to.
Even if it's, like, violent?
People like to get, like, smacked and slapped and choked.
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it just for fun?
No, I think it would freak me out.
Why?
I think I would feel like I was a bad person or hurting them. Hurting them.
Oh, my God. That's but they mean. Want it. They're literally begging for it.
I know. I don't think I could do it.
Dang, Maysoon.
Should I work on that?
I mean, not if you don't want to. No.
I think
if you were
I think
in...
I would end up feeling really bad myself. Even if they wanted it, I would internalize that and feel really bad.
Why?
I don't know.
It's just for fun.
I know, but like smacking or punching someone or whatever. I don't know, whatever.
You're kind of making me reverse my own position now.
No, I think we can all have our own.
No, I mean, maybe I like it actually.
Oh, okay, good.
I guess I don't mind being the one inflicting if the other person wants me to.
Yeah.
Could
you really do it wholeheartedly though?
Well, you gotta not really harm them.
No, I know.
Sometimes it's kind of fun.
I guess I just don't have the experience to know.
I think if you got into a situation and somebody was like, hey, can you do this? Like, I want you to do it. I like it. It's, you know, you're not a bad person to do it.
I would need a whole, like, talking to.
Yeah.
I think
that's a good communication anyway.
Yeah.
But long story short, I have to say, Maysoon, I'm into some freaky shit that you can't even imagine.
But now I want to know. Can you give me, like, an example?
No. I'll give one word clue. Okay. Trees.
Oh, what?
You'll never understand.
Climbing trees naked with someone?
Nope. Okay, but Maysoon, the reality is none of my sexual fantasies and proclivities involve harm or being tied up or in a harness or any of that.
Yeah.
And I just accept that about myself.
Were you hoping for something else? Were you hoping to have a little bit
more adventuresome?
I was kind
of hoping to get into that.
Huh?
Oh, I was kind of like...
Have you tried? And you just know it's not for you?
Yeah. I'm telling you, I can't really get into it.
No,
oh my
not
God,
on the podcast for sure.
I mean, no. Oh, I mean, okay. Like, if I'm like having an intimate time with another consenting adult.
Yes.
And like, even if there's just like a weird blanket corner touching
blanket corner,
like if there's a weird blanket corner touching me weird, I'm like, ooh, I'm not into it. You
and
know
that's
what I
not
mean?
Even intentional. That's just like a,
yeah, I don't like to be uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like a sensory thing or something.
Mm, interesting.
Okay, anyhow, point is, Maysoon, the...
Why are we talking about this?
Well, the
we
Leather
here?
And LGBTQ oh, yeah, Cultural you. District is having a board meeting on Wednesday, June 21st from 6 to 8, and it's, again, it's on Zoom.
Oh, well, do we need to go to that? What are they discussing?
Do you want to know the agenda? I have it here.
Yeah, give us a brief rundown on the agenda.
Wow, we don't talk about this enough. People need access to meeting agendas. They are talking about planning the election for the president.
Yeah,
I think.
Okay, great.
They're going to have a nominating committee. They're going to confirm dates in that. There's going to be a report from the executive director. They're going to be talking about the poll banners. You know, those banners they put up on, like, streetlights and that. There's going to be a mural, discussion of a Mr. S mural. They also are just going to be open for news. There's also the Big Belly trash can artist situation. Remember, wasn't there some censorship going on?
Oh, God, there's so many issues around the trash cans. Like,
They're also having a walking tour subcommittee presentation. Walking tour.
I like a walking tour.
I love
Maybe we should do a walking tour.
Oh, God damn it, Mason. We still got to do our lake tour.
It's okay. Let's just say yes and then not do it.
Okay,
remember,
I
we're
love
doing
this
that.
New attitude.
Just like, where
we're
let's
not,
do it.
We're going to say whatever we feel like.
We're going to the walking tour. We're going to have the lake tour. We're going to have a whole block party.
You too is going to
We're
going to
have a tree climbing festival.
Really good.
We're going to have a frog. Identifying I frog what is it called when
we're
you're
gonna
like,
give free shit
we're gonna do a
free,
frog a
free
frog
pizza
count
Fridays.
Over at Stowe Lake
yeah free pizza Fridays every Friday
free pizza Fridays free froyo Sundays I mean we got so many things coming
no
up,
free
everyone.
Sundays free froyo Tuesdays
I feel like we should start fundraising for all these events.
Yeah, we're going to start fundraising.
We're going to be fundraising.
We're applying for several grants. Okay. Really good, Mason.
Wait,
really
what, anything else about the Leather District meeting?
I don't know. What's up with these districts, really, Mason? Is it like...
I wonder if that's why they have up their agendas public, because they're a cultural district, and maybe that's a requirement.
Mason, here's the question. It's a kind of a rhetorical question.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, don't you think that Anglophones, English speakers, mm-hmm. in California are kind of obligated, like, should, like, morally learn Spanish?
Yes.
Okay. So, I've been reading...
I'm like, I know, I suck.
Well, we're working on it.
Let's I know go. A lot of Spanish words... I can understand more Spanish than I could speak.
Sure enough. And you live in the Mission, and I recently started my incredible job as the director of human activities at all, et cetera, which has a location here in the Mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel even more pressure to learn Spanish. And so I have been, instead of getting on Duolingo like a smart person...
Uh-oh. Did you sign up for, like, a proper Spanish class?
No, I've been reading Spanish poetry.
Just out loud to, like, practice speaking? Should we read a little poem?
Not in Spanish, Mason. It's offensive.
Okay.
To hear me try to pronounce anything is disgusting. But I'm reading Configurations by Octavio Paz, and it has English and Spanish on facing pages.
Can you pass it towards me?
Yes. And I'm also reading the selected poems of Luis Cernuda, translated by Reginald Gibbons. And so I'm learning how to say things in Spanish.
Wait, can I just quickly point out, I opened to a page, page 52 in the Octavio Paz.
Uh-huh.
And the first line in English is, the cold lips of the night.
Right. That's the kind of things I'm learning to say in Spanish.
But what I noticed was that in Spanish it's los labios fríos de la noche. But labios and made me think of labia. Labia, thank you. Uh-huh. I couldn't see it. So I was like, oh, that's funny.
Is that that's lips in Spanish?
Labios, yeah, I assume. Interesting,
well,
right?
Well, definitely, yeah. Must be a Latin root for both. So many
Anyhow,
medical terms are from Latin.
I know, but it has a completely, labia does not, it's a completely different use in English.
Sure is, Mason.
So that's kind of cool that you can see I like that you can see the translation just for like those
yeah.
kinds of connections.
So
too,
I'm
you know?
Learning really useful conversational Spanish, like death is a
poetry.
Victory and a demon wind drives me through life.
I love it. Can you use some of those phrases in your job? Do you think
in my job?
Do you think they'll come in handy in your job?
If I just like, you know,
no,
I don't.
I think you need to find a way to make them useful.
Yeah, I think what I need to do is just bite the bullet and go take a Spanish class.
You go to City College right here on Valencia.
Yeah, or Laney right by my studio.
Yeah, either way, you could go take a class before you go to your job.
If there's any Hispanophones out there that want to just like chat with me, Cushion Works opened a new show on Saturday, and it is called Depth. But like debts, but with the H, like death. So deaths. Okay.
Deaths, like multiple deaths.
Yeah, but it's D-E-B-T-H-S.
Debts.
Depth. depths.
Wait, D-E-B-T-H? Depth. What does that mean?
D-E-B-T-H. What is depth? Now I think it's a made-up word.
Because depth is with a P.
Right? Correct.
Okay. I don't think I even caught that. I think I just assumed it was depth with a P. I just reread it. Or misread it.
Bravo.
Brava.
It is a group show with Imogen Cunningham.
You just said it funny.
It's a group show with Imogen Cunningham, who was married to the guy, the first director of the Mills Museum.
Oh.
Is that right?
I think so.
And then Gary Katia, K.R.M. Mooney. Mooney, oh. Shout out to
Mooney.
Where
is Mooney living these days?
New York.
New York, great.
And Bruce Nauman.
My fave, my fucking fave.
Well, Bruce Nauman's your fave?
Maybe
don't
not anymore.
Never say that.
Used to be. Why?
Because why?
I liked all the performance videos he did.
Where he's like strutting around like a little weirdo in a square.
Loved it all. Yeah, but fucking sure.
That's too intellectual for me.
Aww.
So they are open Thursday and Saturday, 2 to 5, and by appointment. Okay?
How does Jordan get all these? Jordan's got some, like, magic power. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like he finds, like, total recluses, or he just finds, I shouldn't say that, sorry.
I love it.
Nauman is a recluse, for sure, now.
Is he alive?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He lives in New Mexico.
Can he come over and do a little strut?
He's
square?
A recluse, man. He's like a horse. What do you call
someone
who?
What
do you call someone who works with horses? He lives on a ranch.
Stable
he's a rancher.
Maid.
He's a rancher.
Okay,
but he's not a rancher. He's not. He's not like raising horses.
Okay, he's just like kissing their sweet noses.
He's just riding them and
probably kissing their face.
Sure, why not? They've got big faces. Ooh, I'd be scared.
You gotta kiss their soft nose.
Really?
They got sweet soft noses.
What if they open their mouth and bite you by mistake?
On the face?
I don't know. They've got really big teeth.
You never hear about people getting bitten on the face by a horse.
Really? They just bite you elsewhere?
I went to farm school, basically.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you learn about animals?
People didn't drive their tractors to school, but you would get stuck behind a tractor on the way to school.
Amazing.
And, you know, 4-H,
wow, you lived in
the
country.
Was a lot of 4-H. I had people I knew went on to work for the USDA or whatever, the meat graders. Anyhow, people were in 4-H. They were fucking around, and girls would come in once in a while.
On their horses?
With a horse bite. Have a gigantic, nasty-looking bruise on them because they got bitten by a horse.
Why? What?
Yep.
Why would a horse bite you? That's fucking crazy.
They get mad. They're being subjugated.
Don't they know how hard, how painful that might be?
Yeah, that's why they do it.
They're like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. I also go smoke weed in a friend of a friend's cattle barn.
Stable? Oh, my God.
With
wow.
the cattle there.
You were
And
country.
You get high and look at those things and you'd be like, that motherfucker is the size of a dinosaur.
Didn't you worry that you were getting it stoned by mistake? Contact high?
No.
Oh.
What the fuck? A, I wouldn't care if I did.
Oh.
B, these buildings are massive. It's not like I'm hotboxing a shower.
Okay.
You know, another thing, Maysoon, is I think hotboxing...
I think morally that was wrong of you.
Well, yeah. The person who owned this barn didn't know I was in there.
But you were with their kid?
I was with, like, a friend of the family.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That person's... Dick
Maysoon,
too.
My morals were not quite
questionable
intact.
At the time.
Anyhow, well, good for Bruce Nauman that he's out there in the wide open fields.
Hanging with horses.
Probably some desert place. New Mexico?
He's in New Mexico.
Yeah.
He's in...
Did you just say that?
I had his address. I have his address somewhere.
Don't you love it when you say a fact
Galisteo,
and then
I
say it like
I
just guessed it?
Is that a place? No, I said it. I said it earlier, my friend.
Galveston, Texas?
Galisteo, New
oh,
Mexico.
I don't know about that. But yeah, that's where he is.
I know. I told you that.
No, I mean, I didn't look it up. I'm just like...
Oh, is that what it says?
No, I'm just agreeing with you.
Oh, God. Okay, great.
Maysoon, there's going to be an art walk on June 21st.
Let's go to it.
You're going to be gone.
Let's go to it.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
We're mostly just giving ourselves permission to, like, want to go to everything, but know that we can't actually go to everything.
But we could go to more, and that is what we're working towards.
We could go to more.
We're working towards more.
Mm-hmm.
Maysoon, I want you to know that there's a new virtual gallery exhibition put up by NIAID called An Echo Carries Texture, organized by Steph Kudish. I'm just going to go ahead and put a link to that in the underworld.
Okay.
This is another thing where I bite off more than I can chew, and then I'm listening while I'm editing the episode, and I'm like, I'll put this in the underworld. I'll put that in the underworld.
Yeah,
then
yeah,
I got to go comb through
shit. And I noticed you don't put
shit.
Anything in the underworld.
I do put things in the underworld. How dare you? How dare you, sir?
That's what you always say.
Maysoon feel. Don't start.
That's what
don't
you always say.
Don't you start.
You say everything's in the underworld. Don't
there's stuff in the underworld. Do I say I'm going to put things in there and they don't end up in there sometimes? Yes. But for the most part, if I say it's going to be there, it probably will be.
You know what? Here I am giving you permission. Put nothing in the underworld. Go for it.
Thank you, Maysoon. God bless. That's what I was looking
Again,
for.
Again, promise more than you can do and then don't do anything. It's fine.
Maysoon, here's the truth. Look,
you really just need to be able to wake up in the morning, feed your fucking self, and have your day.
Yes. If all you do that day...
And also the cats and dog. You got to take Wally for a walk. I don't care what's going on.
If you're responsible for other life forms, you do have to take care of them.
Yeah, that's it.
You got to take care of them. Got to take care of yourself. Try not to harm anyone.
Those are the first things in the day.
That's all you got
to
do.
You have to remind yourself.
So hard.
And if you can add other things in, great. But if you can't, just get those things done. You're good.
I love where you're coming from. Well, okay, I completely agree, Maysoon. But I have to say, Maysoon, as far as wanting to make sure people know that we do value these art events, we value the art community here in the Bay Area. And if you're wondering, how can I know it for sure? I can't just take Kate and Maysoon's word for it. How can I know it for sure? You can check the motherfucking archive of 9 years of us shouting out motherfucking shows. And spending our blood, sweat, and tears getting out to these motherfuckers, sometimes risking our very health and well-being.
That is
right. Like the time that guy tried to run us over with his car because you gave him the finger.
That time when, like, the seagulls almost attacked us out on the Embarcadero.
Exactly.
I mean, it's really full-on journalism here.
Yeah, I think the listeners can actually just suck it. Okay, great.
Don't say that. The listener, no one's giving us a hard time.
You know what? The listeners can actually go jump into the motherfucking water at the kelp
Only
forest.
Only if they can swim.
Maysoon, you got an email this week with the subject line, Future of Congratulations Pine Tree. Do you want me to tell the listeners about it?
Tell us a little bit about it. Remind
well,
me, too.
We got this email from somebody saying that their name is Andrea Reif. I get to spend my days helping people make a splash in the pool industry as a franchise developer with America's Swimming Pool Company.
I was like, is this literally because we started talking about inflatables at one point?
No way. This is somebody who probably like just is spamming you from LinkedIn or something.
Wow.
I came across your background at Congratulations Pine Tree and couldn't help but think you may be a good fit for franchise ownership. It's easy to see why we have experienced growth. What sets us apart is our loyal customer base of 11 million American pool owners, making our industry not only recession resistant, but also highly predictable and recurring. How can that be?
Also, California is in a forever drought. No.
I just don't understand. Doesn't somebody just buy a pool once?
Well, yeah, you buy a pool once, and I guess you don't even change out the water that often.
Do they
often,
come
right?
and service
That's what bleach
it?
Is for.
There's a... I mean, I think there are other
Do
times.
I need to read that one?
I think that would be a good vacation read.
Well, I got too many. I got two
okay,
other books
sure
to focus on.
Anyhow, Maysoon, if you're interested in learning more, I'd love to chat with you. Just let me know when you would like to chat. Thanks, Andrea Reif. Franchise Development, America's Swimming Pool Company.
So weird.
She's legitimately working for this company. I don't think she's just some scammer.
Is she, did you look up the company? It's so random.
I think this seems legit.
That's a bot for sure, though, emailing.
You think it's a bot?
I think it's someone who, some algorithm that maybe the company hires to go through.
Dive into a successful franchise.
Wow.
No pool experience required.
There's no reason why she would find me of all people. I don't even live in a place where people have pools. I mean, come on.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like...
Maybe
go to fucking
could,
Phoenix, Arizona,
well,
all the hot places.
What about
places?
Like Fresno or like
Yeah, but I don't even own a car. Antioch? She doesn't know shit.
What about Antioch? We could be really servicing the Antioch community.
Sacramento.
Yeah. Sacramento, they need pools.
Right. So she should be calling people out there.
Maysoon, do I actually need to open an American swimming pool franchise?
No, absolutely not.
I couldn't do it. I'm not a good salesperson.
No, yeah, no. I would never, just no. It's so funny. I was like, because it felt like a legit email. I mean, it felt like a legit cold call.
It is. I think it is legit.
And that was so shocking to me.
Maysoon, you don't think we need to go into business together selling swimming pools?
No, not swimming pools.
Why?
Let's look at hot tubs, maybe.
Okay. I love that. So just consider this me not talking about my mental health, but I did have therapy this morning. It's often like very, I love my therapist and the work we do is so important, but it can stir up a lot of difficult emotions, obviously.
Yeah.
And I got over here. I was ready to just lay down in my grave.
Jump in the virtual pool.
And sure enough, Maysoon, your incredible go-getter attitude today has really buoyed me.
Hey! Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be exploring that buoy from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.